Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome. Happy Saturday. I hope you're having a fantastic afternoon wherever you are. I hope you are well and enjoying the day. This is Paul Jamison, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today. I own the companies Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. This show is about real estate, whether you're an investor, a buyer, a seller, a lover of real estate, interested in what you can do or with your home, your mortgage. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. And of course, with me for the mortgage update is Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. She is here today and joining me, and we'll give the mortgage update just a second. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. It's so good to have you. I learned some pretty interesting stuff this week. As a matter of fact, 15 minutes before leaving to come here, I learned some more stuff. So this is fresh off the presses. So instead of getting up at 4 a.m. to prepare for today, I waited until right before the show to add a bunch of things because it's really relevant and interesting information. So how about that for fresh?
That is fresh.
Fresh, fresh. All right. Just fresh. Oh, wait, that's trademarked. Can't use that. All right. All right, here we go. 24%. Sandy, 24% of homes bought in 2020 were bought with what?
Cash.
Cash. Ding, ding. All cash. 24% of homes in 2020 were bought with all cash. And this year, they're saying trends will be higher. So, my question to you is that we know that rates where they are right now, it's a great thing to actually get a mortgage. So there's an interesting thing you and I do when someone goes out and buys their home with all cash. What do we say they should do next?
Refinance?
Ah, ding, 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 ding. Oh my gosh, you're two for two. Man. She woke up on the right side of the bed this morning, unlike me, TJ. TJ's our producer. He's here loyally helping me look better than I should. So so it's always good to have his famous help in here. But the great thing about that is even though you pay cash in some cases to be competitive, what you do is you call Sandy at Cross Country Mortgage. You go back and you refi and you use cheap money. So that's always a good thing. Next, here's something that is an interesting fact about renters. One-third of U.S. renters who are renting an apartment are not happy about the following amenities. The top amenities they wish they had. 31% of renters said they wish they had more what? In apartments.
More space.
Storage space. Ding, ding, ding. TJ, and you got that correct. 31% said they wish they had more storage, so they need a house. Second, 16% of renters say they, in apartments, wish they had a what?
Pool.
Good guess, but no. TJ. Dishwasher. Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. And 15% say that of renters that rented an apartment wish they had more what? I'll give you a hint.
Tough.
It's outside.
More parking.
Parking! Ding, ding, ding. That's right. I gave that one to you. Parking. That's right. Also, they complain about the quality of the central heating and air. 11% do. And 11% wish they had a washer and dryer in their unit versus in the building. Now, if we want to add more ridiculous facts you'll never use, women were 2 times more likely to prioritize the dishwasher than the men were. That's because men don't wash dishes anyway. They use paper plates. All right. So, with 42% of renters planning to work remotely, what do you think is the biggest deal to the upcoming trends for any renter? Working remotely, working remotely.
Office?
In a home office. That is almost correct. High-speed internet. And access to high-speed internet. So, very interesting facts about renters that you will never use. So, what it does tell you is, if your house has storage, good internet, a dishwasher, and you got some parking, you got something the majority of people want. There you go. How about that? All right, next. Since the pandemic, luxury kitchens are on the rise for baking. It was really funny to read this article because they compared it to, because so many people were watching cooking shows on TV during the pandemic that they got into cooking. And so now the top-end smart appliances they show on TV, the similar types of tools and things they're using on those shows. And here's an interesting one. More non-porous, germ-free materials are in vogue. So non-porous materials that are for countertops or cooking boards or other things are now in trends. But what was interesting, instead of the non-porous materials, what tied with it was butcher block was really popular. Now, butcher block, the way I remember it, is wood. That would be porous. Did you see what I just did there? But, I mean, they say they don't want porous materials, but they like wood. Also, tied with the kitchen in demand for the houses, the spa bathroom became more desirable. No step showers, or what they call no barrier showers. Heated floors, and the freestanding soaker tub that everyone thinks they'll use, but they never do. How about that? Okay. Last, before we go to the mortgage update, there is a huge jump in vacation properties. During the pandemic, the prices are up 4% already since last year. Lake properties around here are going crazy. Try to buy one, and you'll see. And people are just looking for a place to escape. And they're actually selling their larger home and splitting them into 2 homes, a home to live in and a home to vacation in. So 1 = 2. There you go. So, Sandy, with Cross Country Mortgage, what is our mortgage update?
Okay, well, I have some stats, too, because the buyers have become gamblers. So 18% of buyers are now waiving their appraisal contingencies, and 13% are waiving inspections. It's a little risky, but they're doing whatever it takes, I guess, to get these houses that are so hard to get. Good news is that new building is happening. However, it's tough. It's still tough on the lower end because the lumber prices are so high that the margins are so compressed. It's hard to build a really low-priced house. Mortgage apps were up 6% last week, and refis were up 10% last week, and that may be the result of rates seem to have come down just a tad, not significant, but maybe by an eighth or a quarter, and so that's good. They're about 0.25% better than last year, and we're looking at rates probably staying steady, but at least till the 15th of May, and then they're probably going to go up. So people are using their stimulus checks now for investment and savings, which I thought was interesting. 37% of those stimulus checks are used for that. I guess they're using Robinhood and accumulating cash and then buying houses with the cash.
Yeah, that seems to be what's happening right now. Well, if they need to do a refinance or they're interested in a purchase, how do they get in touch with you, Sandy?
They call my mobile at 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144. Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. Thank you, Sandy, for the mortgage update.
You're welcome.
And we are going to talk more about your real estate needs. We're excited to spend Saturday with you. The show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. Stay with us.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back, friends. The show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison. I am so glad to be spending my Saturday with you. I'm the owner of the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investments. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. I was just talking with TJ in the break, so he has encouraged me. I am emptying a storage building that we have accumulated a bunch of junk in. And we came across, while we were doing it, a family of possums, mother and six babies. And I shot some video on my phone. So if you go to the Jamison Realty YouTube channel, it should be there. So if you want to see something that's pretty hilarious, and we called in the Ivy team, and they came, it's pretty dang funny. So I didn't show the picture of Carrie on top of the washer and dryer because I would have never heard the end of that. TJ did not encourage me to actually show that one part. So I took that out. I edited that out. But it was really interesting at the first segment when Sandy talked about, 18% of buyers are waiving the appraisal and 13% are waiving the inspection. Man, that's some crazy stuff. Wow. But in order to win, if, you're confident and you really want the house, sometimes that's what it takes to win. And I'd see a lot of people do it. Well, I also wanted to reach out this week as I'm dealing, as we talk about with the work around getting rid of stuff. I came across a company that, and again, you all don't hear me do this very often, but I came across a company that actually performed a service for me that a lot of us won't admit we need, but we do need. Ryan Barkley is the gentleman's name. He's the owner. And then Barry Jones is their kind of lead guy, the sales guy. They have a company called Junk Luggers. And Junk Luggers is not just somebody who lugs around your junk. They actually are focused on taking what you are getting rid of, donating it, recycling it, and reusing it. And I'm really impressed by these guys. They came over and they took care of, on this land that I had, someone decided I needed a camper top and decided to donate it to my property. They took care of it for me. I had a bunch of stuff I'm getting ready to, that I had piled up to throw away. They came and they hauled it off. They're really focused on eco-friendly. They want to do what's right for the environment. I think that's really cool. They do it right. They do it better. And they did it with absolute class. They actually train their people and they go through training and they're really courteous. And, it's not a company that you hear these kind of things about in that class of business. They show tremendous respect to the client and they're professional. And I think you should, if you have some things you want to get hauled off, either because you're getting ready to sell or it's just time to let it go. You know, everyone gets these storage buildings full of stuff and they pay for years and years and years and years because they think their kids want it. Your kids don't want it. And I was really pleased to be able to give things to them that they are donating, recycling, reusing. And it sure did make it better for me. Give Junk Luggers a call. Barry Jones, 704-839-8066. 704-839-8066. Thank you, Junk Luggers. You did a great job for me, and I couldn't be more thankful. All right. So what are we going to talk about today? I have had this topic on my show notes for probably, well, I don't know, 6 months. We've not been able to get to it. And right now is a really good time to take a breath and think about, as we're in a real estate market like we are, it used to be that if you had contingencies in your contract, contingencies are things that can get you basically out of a contract. Things that you can do or items that you can fall under, using hopefully the right words, in a purchase agreement for the buyer to be able to withdraw. All right. For example, if you lose your financing, that is a contingency. You go under contract, you put forth your financing terms. If you can't buy it, nobody's going to sell it to you. You're right. So financing is a contingency. Another is that in South Carolina, for example, there is a home inspection contingency where you, if there are certain major items that have defect, roof, plumbing, electrical, structural, and the seller refuses to fix them, you can get out of the contract. Now, in North Carolina, due diligence, unless there is an item that you willfully did not disclose, the due diligence period is the time to do those inspections. And you can walk away, but you lose your due diligence money. Now, if, for example, in a home inspection report, the buyer finds that you have an issue, like let's call it an electrical issue for our terms, and you refuse to fix it, Mr. Seller, then if the electrical problem is of significance enough and you refuse and the buyer leaves, everyone that walks through that house now has to know that it has that electrical issue. So my advice to sellers is, look, you're going to have to fix it anyway. Why would you not just go ahead and fix it? Because if that buyer walks, you're going to have to tell everybody that goes through the door that you have X issue. So fix it. Also, a contingency can be an appraisal. An appraisal falls short of the actual purchase price, and the buyer and the seller cannot come to terms. You know, of course, if you've got this appraisal waiver, still, let's be honest, during the due diligence period, doesn't matter what kind of waiver, saver, or haver you got. You can walk away, buyer, anytime you want for any reason. You break a nail, you can walk away. You're going to lose that money, but you can walk away. So the appraisal falls short and you can't work it out, you know, and you cannot work out the shortfall. The due diligence money may be considered hard money, but also, you know, if this house doesn't close and you're out of that due diligence period, I mean, the buyer can walk, but it comes with penalties. Okay. Also, a way the buyer can walk is if the seller doesn't have the house ready to go when it's supposed to close, doesn't leave. In my career, I've had that happen. or they change their mind. There are damages involved. The buyer can also refuse not to buy, and there are damages involved, but it happens. Also, if there is an easement that was not disclosed, or the title reveals that there is a blemish of some sort, that they cannot deliver clear title, the buyer can leave. The buyer can walk away. You must deliver clear title. You must deliver a general warranty deed according to the contract. So, just so you know, you must deliver the type deed that is satisfactory. And the title must be clear. All right? So, we're going to come back. And last week, this was at By Demand. We did a segment on what does it take to win and what does it take to pick a contract. And I'm going to expand on what does it take to win with sellers and how do you win as a buyer? How do you win as a buyer? What does it take to win with sellers? And what does it take to win as a buyer? So stay tuned. We've got some great information, some of my secrets to show your real estate today here on Newstalk 1110-993 WBT. Stay with us.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-993 WBT. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investments. You want to talk to us? It's 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamisonhomes.com. We're located in Matthews, North Carolina, and we have a suite of convenience in Gastonia, which we're opening. So you can join us in either county, and we work in North and South Carolina doing buyer-sellers, investment, property management, and we're excited to be in these times with you. All right. So what does it take to win with sellers? Expanded. In all caps. What does it take to win with sellers? Expanded. Again, it takes experience in this market and an understanding of it. I can't stress enough, if you're a seller, you better get an agent that understands how to do these things. Number one, they better understand how to price your home. It must be priced correctly to drive offers. And very clearly, I want you to hear me. You don't want to price it to drive offers down. You wanted them to go up. So you price the home at a competitive price point so your offers go up, not down. That's key. You know, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. Be careful. Price it correctly. You'll end up where you want to end up. Number two, you better market the home. A sign in the yard with your high school picture on it ain't enough. You know, it is not enough. You have to put it out there. You need as many eyes in, on, and around that house as you can. You got to put it where the people are that are wanting to buy that type of home. Don't do a Facebook post or just a next door post. Be strategic. Be thoughtful. And here's the next part along with that. Your description and your message should not be nice three-bedroom, two-bath home with new carpet and nice big closets. Give me a break. Guess what, guys? Features are a set of criteria. This is my 28 years of advertising. Features are things that are minimum criteria people need to consider a decision. Benefits, that's how they get emotionally tagged. Who's your buyer? Typically. What do they care about? Typically. What are they looking for? Typically. In your description about your home. You got to talk about it. What's important to them? You know, you certainly will not want to break any ADA or familia status type rules that make it seem like you're segregating your home to one type of buyer. Or look, talk about your home and talk about it well and talk about it clearly and concisely in an emotional triggered way. Like if you have a chef's kitchen, you know, when you talk about cooking, you know, say something like, when the fresh baked bread comes out of the oven, there's lots of counter space to be able to spread around and enjoy using your chef style kitchen to make new creations. It's something that goes, hey, this is a kitchen for somebody who likes to cook. I did that on the fly. I'd probably do better if I sat down and knew your house, but I think you get the point. Think about the yard. Think about, you know, if you have a particular view or there's a nature involved. We had one that a house that had a very wooded backyard that had two owls. We named them Barney and Betty. And then it was so funny. We got a letter from a buyer that talked about they actually saw Barney and Betty. So it works. It works when you trigger and personalize things to what people like. Okay. All right. Here's another thing to win with sellers and win as sellers. You got to show up. You got to answer your phone. All right. You got to answer your phone a lot. You know, what does it take to win with a seller? Answer your phone and know the house you're selling better almost than the sellers do. Okay. Be prepared. You got to know where to spend money. Where does this market care about things? I was doing the funny little segment in the beginning talking about apartments and storage and things. When you're selling a house, you got to know where to put your money. Is there a country song? Like, yeah, know where to put your money. And know when to hold back, you know. Know when to walk away from it and know when to run. We could do that song in real estate, couldn't we? Okay, but anyway, I'm not trying to get funny about a very serious thing. Spend your money strategically. Right now in this market with the demand that's there, people are more tolerant of certain things than they were. So sometimes you won't have to do the level of upgrades. Remember my first thing, experience in the market and understanding it. You got to understand where those places are and spend your money strategically where you're going to get a good return. That's why you work with folks like us. We do this. All right. It saves you money. Negotiating. Okay. Everybody's a great negotiator in their own way, especially if you're married. Did I say that out loud, TJ?
I didn't hear you.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Getting cocky can get you in trouble. Goodwill still has to make it through an emotional time. Don't run over dollars to pick up dimes, people. Don't push. You got to get to the end of the transactions, both sides. Goodwill has a lot to do because at some point you may need that goodwill from the other side. So don't burn it. All right? Be clear about what matters. Personal items should stay out of the contract. I'm not talking about the appliances. Talk later about that stuff once you're over all the hurdles. Do not bring appliances to the front of negotiation. It's not a good idea, and banks/mortgage companies hate it. And I've seen deals go upside down over a clock. Don't. All right. Make the home available. Guess what? It'll be on the market a shorter period of time if you allow people to show it. The first weekend, we try to tell sellers, go away. Nicely. Last, Get a backup offer. Yes, I said that. Get a backup offer. If one-third of the houses that go under contract, if they're falling out of contract nationally, that's a 1 in 3 chance that your contract is not going to go through. Now, it's, I'm sure, a lot lower in this area, but just think about what I'm saying. If there's a statistical chance, call it 20%. You got a 1 in 5 chance that your contract is going to go through. If you love a house and lose, go in there and put a backup on it. If you're a seller, take a backup. It's leverage against the primary contract, number one. And number two, you don't lose a beat. And, you know, you can negotiate a backup, and it doesn't mean anything other than if this contract falls through, that person comes into first position. All right? It's a good thing to do. It ain't done until it's done. D-O-N-E. All right, so after the break, we're going to talk about winning as a buyer expanded, or should I say like 2.0. I am so out of it. I do not know this hip stuff, man. I am not. I am not with it, you know? It's all right. It's the gray hair. What can I say? The show, Your Real Estate Today. We're here enjoying Saturday with you. You can reach us anytime at 846-DUNN, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. Watch us on YouTube. Watch us on WBT.com. You can also download our podcast or listen to us and a bunch of shows back. So stay with us. We'll be right back. The show, Your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Companies, Realty, Property Management, Property Investments. Here spending Saturday with you talking about your home. If you're just now tuning in, we thank you. We're talking about your home, and we've been talking about all kinds of things from what does it take to win as a seller or win with the seller, and what does it take now to talking about winning with or as a buyer. All right? So I'm going to expand on this a little bit. Now, if you all remember, what was the first thing I said? What does it take to win with a seller? And it is understanding the market and having the experience that you need, right? Well, guess what? The number one thing with a buyer is the same thing. Understanding the market and educating your buyer about what they're about to expect. We met Mike, one of my agents, and I met with some brand new buyers last night. They're the daughter and son-in-law, some dear friends of mine, Bev and Ron's daughter and son-in-law. And they were really new to the whole buying process. So we walked them through what is happening and what they can expect. And it's going to save them eons and eons of time, us too. Because when they find the house they want, one of two things is going to happen. Number one is they're going to win. That's what I'm optimistic for. You know what number two is? They're going to do everything they can to win. And if they don't win, they're going to write a what? A backup offer. And I'll add an A to that, or a 3. Or third, they know after it's over that they've done everything they can to win and realize if they don't win, they weren't meant to win and that there's a better house out there for them. So educating the buyer not just saves us a lot of time, it saves the buyer a lot of time and a lot of emotion. And is it a little confusing? Yep. But is it important? Yep. Does it scare some buyers? Oh, yeah. But education, you know, clarity is power. Helps you get through the process and do it well. All right, so buyers, especially those of you who are joining the ranks of a Southern culture from up north, you know who you are. Quit wasting your time. This is not a place where you can come down here and say, oh, the house is priced for $500,000. Let's offer them $350,000. Stop it. You ain't from around here. Find somebody who is and trust them and let them help you. Stop wasting your time. Because I guarantee you, you won't waste mine. All right? Stop calling, trying to win by calling the baby ugly. Do not be calling the baby ugly. That baby's beautiful to somebody. May not be you, and if you don't like it, don't buy it. But in this market, you're not going to win by calling the baby ugly. All right, next. We have this new phenom that buyers are doing now called the love letter phenom, where they write a love letter to the seller to try to emotionally get them. This will be so perfect. I can see my children playing outside in your spaciously lush yard. Sound familiar? We were talking about the description earlier to try to emotionally tag. The buyers are doing the same thing by trying to emotionally tag the seller because they know people care about who they sell their home to. Now, does it work sometimes? Oh, yeah. But where's the risk? Let me tell you where the risk is. Fair housing. That's a ticking time bomb. Fair housing. Just like in the description. It used to be we couldn't call a neighborhood walkable. Why? Because not everybody can walk. Well, you, Mr. Seller, you get this love letter, and somebody finds out that you sold it to them for, and they didn't have a fair chance, and they raised the red flag saying that that's a fair housing violation. You're in for some ugly, possibly. I'm not an attorney. Please consult your attorney for more information, but I had a good night's sleep last night. I'm telling you. So just be careful with the love letters. I had somebody actually leave a thank you note in the home to the sellers. I didn't like it. I think that's stretching it. Because they're trying to go around the process to get people emotionally tagged. I don't like it. All right. So winning as a buyer. Here you go. This is rocket science. I know you've been going to school from home. But this is rocket science. We're going to do this together. Here it is. You ready? I don't know, TJ. You think they're ready?
They're ready.
Okay. All right. Listen. The word in air quotes is listen. Listen to the seller. Tailor your offer to the seller's needs. The more flexible you are, whether you're giving them a lease back, whether you're moving a closing date, whether you're putting down a certain amount of money that makes them more comfortable, whether your timing or your period of closing is, or your due diligence period is altered somewhat, whether you're coming with an appraisal contingency, whatever the case may be, make it simple and do it. All right, next, the biggie. You need to have an agent that has a reputation of getting houses closed. Because there was a house this past weekend that had 48 offers on it. You know, you could tell by the offers that not every agent actually gets house closed because they half of them couldn't even fill out the contract. Some of them didn't even put the seller's name in the contract. You better have somebody that has a reputation because I know when I call the seller and I'm representing the buyer, I say, you know what, guys, you know me and you know my people. If they're not prepared to buy, they're not even getting in my car. They go, yeah, Paul, we know. I said, look at our numbers. That'll tell you we get stuff closed. All right? Fill out the dang contract. I said that earlier. Put the people's name in it. Fill it out. Fill out every blank. Fill out the contract. Get the lender right. Use Sandy. She's local. Don't be using the Q loan place. Did I say that out loud? Dang, that's twice today. Don't do the Rocket. Don't do the stuff where people, you can't contact them and verify as an agent whether they're legit. Don't use a mortgage company where your friend out in California just happens to have somebody licensed in North Carolina. Stop it. Use a local good reputation lender. You know, if you can't compete with money, use terms as your tool, like speed. I have a plan I call what's the 17-21. My due diligence period, 17 days, I'll close in 21. Sandy can do that. If you get that buyer ready and all we need is a house, you can do a 17-21. That gets attention. So if you can't compete with money, compete with terms like leasebacks and other things. All right? The appraisal waiver, yeah. Like I said, it's something that's there, but if you're closing in the due diligence period, who cares? You can walk away from any reason anyway, or if the appraisal's during that time. So just saying. All right. If you're interested in buying or selling, please call us at 846-DUNN, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. You have a house to rent? Jameson Property Management, we'd love to help you. Or if you're interested in investing in real estate, we'd love to help. Give us a call. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless. It's been a pleasure to continue to serve you all. We'll talk to you next Saturday, the show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT.